What a hypnotic masterwork. Very, very interesting work. Kind of minimalist, a haunting melody all throughout. Daniel Medizadeh, Kuze, 2000 Silent Pots of Clay. Well, that's some of the music you will be hearing at the Romantic Spirit May 13th. Mark your calendars, May 13th, 7:30 p.m. at the Salvation Army Scarborough Citadel. For more information, check out spo.ca. The Scarborough Philharmonic Orchestra is presenting this one called The Romantic Spirit, and here to tell us a little bit about it and also one of the composers and cellists participating in this program is Samuel Bisson. Welcome, Samuel. Welcome to the Classical Jukebox.
Thank you so much.
Great to have you. You are originally from Ottawa. Where are you based these days?
I'm based in Toronto. I'm originally from Ottawa, and I came here during my studies and never left.
And you've been the principal cellist in numerous ensembles, Sneak Peek Orchestra, Scarborough Philharmonic, principal section cellist all throughout so many ensembles in our wonderful little province here. Tell us, how do you feel more drawn to, is it performing, the creative aspects of writing?
Yeah, you know, they really go hand in hand. I mean, I think I've really come to appreciate playing orchestral works because I can really see kind of the inner workings of these pieces written by these great composers. And then I get to kind of sit it back out and go in the creative process and kind of see how it feels from in the inside, writing from the outside and back and forth. And I can really, as a composer, I can also kind of see with those eyes when I'm playing. So it kind of goes hand in hand. It's really exciting in that.
Sure. And not uncommon. One thinks of Beethoven also performing the viola in his, I guess, teens, and giving that, you know, so much more perspective to his works, his string quartets, symphonies that followed, numerous examples of that. Great to have. Yeah. Now, you have also been a guest at Toronto's new music festival. How do you define your musical style as a composer?
Oh, that's a really good question. I think the style that I've really come to embrace a lot is it's one where you have a lot of harmonic. It's really harmony driven primarily.
Yep.
I usually play with consonants and dissonance, but primarily with consonants, I deal with kind of what's called common tone harmonies, which is generally speaking, instead of having functions to each chord that you're playing that would tie multiple chords together, with common tone harmony, you tend to use or look for individual notes within a chord that link up with another, the same note in a different chord. And so it kind of brings you to unexpected places. And sometimes it's just simply the melody is going to land on a note. And instead of playing, you know, a C major chord, you're going to play an A flat major chord, which is going to completely change the expectation in the sonic landscape when you hit that chord.
Playing with our expectations, the hallmarks of an interesting work. Yes, you will be presenting one of your works called Epitaph for a string quartet and orchestra. What can we expect to hear? And we're going to give our listeners a little teaser of this work in just a few short moments. But what was the background behind this one?
Yeah, I mean, that's a very different work than Daniel Medizadeh's piece that you just heard. This one is, it's kind of a battle in a way. My music tends to be rather cinematic. I'm a big fan of film composition and have written quite a few scores. And so I kind of approach it in that sense a lot of times. And in this case, it comes from a perspective of actually clashing tonal music and atonal music together. And so you have these kind of battling themes that come together. You've got, you know, two tonal themes and two atonal themes, and they're kind of both trying to gain dominance. And what you're getting is kind of this kind of fight scene, if you will. It's pretty aggressive at the start, and then in the middle you get this kind of like more sweeping melody that goes on, and it really kind of juxtaposes the two kind of styles together.
Well, speaking of clashes, consonants, dissonance, you have two other composers, like a kind of, I guess, balancing act in the works of your program May 13th, Antonín Dvořák, two Slavonic dances, I probably to start off the program. Then we'll hear your work, Daniel Medizadeh, Kuze, that we just heard. And finally, at the end, Johannes Brahms, Symphony No. 2, which is structurally classical, but more in, you know, forward leaning toward romanticism, a cheery pastoral mood all throughout. Yeah, how do you feel about participating in this program altogether?
I mean, this is one of the greatest things as a composer is when you get the privilege to be programmed next to some of these masterworks. And it's incredibly intimidating, but it's so rewarding when it really works and the audiences come out with it with an experience that is balanced, just like a well-balanced meal. You know, if you've got that, your piece fit within the greater context of the concert, including
right.
masterworks like Brahms and Dvorak, then there's nothing more rewarding than that.
Absolutely. Well, the SPO is also launching a new commercial CD recording. Could you tell us a little bit about what to expect?
Yeah, it's called Canadian Expedition, and it really runs the gamut of what we've been kind of up to in the last maybe 5 years from maybe a little bit more of a chamber perspective. Most of the works on here are chamber works. We've got two works that are a little bit bigger, which is Daniel Medizetti's piece, which I believe is, if I'm not mistaken, it's kind of like it's 9 or 12 players. I can't quite remember. And then my piece is by far the largest, which is full orchestra with string quartet soloist, which is performed by Odin Quartet, which I am a member of. And the quartet's actually been a composed ensemble in residence with the orchestra for a number of years now. So we have this nice little connection going there. And
great.
It's an exciting ride. The CD even starts with a piece by Ron Royer, who's the conductor for the Scarborough Philharmonic.
And oh yes, frequent guest
really,
on our show.
It's this really fun piece where it's string quartet and percussion, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, good luck to you, Samuel. Thank you for joining us here, telling us what we can expect at this upcoming concert. Mark your calendars, May 13th, Salvation Army Scarborough Citadel, 7:30 p.m. We'll be hearing the work we're about to hear, Samuel Bisson's Epitaph. Here's a little teaser for our listeners. Also, Daniel Medizadeh's work, Kuze, Dvořák, Brahms, in this program called The Romantic Spirit. Get your tickets at spo.ca. Their telephone number is 647-482-7761. 647-482-7761. Good luck to you, Samuel. Hope you have a blast performing and enjoying your work.
Thank you so much.
All the best.